It seems like such a short time ago that you could run into Pokey Lafarge all over St. Louis, playing at the Tower Grove Farmers Market or off-Broadway. But as with most good things, they can't remain a secret forever. And 2012 was a big year for Pokey Lafarge.
That have come in especially from America, Pokey Lafarge and the South 33.
The band rang in New Year's 2012 playing in England on the legendary Jules Holland Hootenanny on the BBC. 2012 also saw the release of a new album, Middle of Everywhere, as well as North American and European tours.
Me and the boys and my hood got too. We're drinking whiskey tonight. Go get your buddies, some sweet little English gals you said you knew. Yeah!
It's definitely been the busiest year. A lot of flying, the multitude of legendary venues that I played. Kane's Ballroom was probably the number one. That's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the home of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Of course, we played Red Rocks in Colorado, and we played Radio City Music Hall and a plethora of other venues with supporting Jack White on his tour. And we're going to be finishing the year up in Nashville on New Year's Eve at the Ryman Auditorium, the mother church of country music. I couldn't imagine a better way to cap a year. It's been sort of overwhelming, really.
One and a two and a three and a...
While Pokey's music clearly leans heavily on the bluegrass and country sounds of his idols, guys like Bill Monroe, Jimmy Rogers, or Bob Wills, his tunes don't come off as imitations. Rather, it seems like they just come from a certain American sensibility that feels just as fresh in 2013 as it was in 1932.
I guess that's the interesting balance that you hang in between with this old music that people say, like, you're digging up this old music. But actually, it's like classical music, where classical musicians play music that's hundreds of years old. It's the same thing. These are new classical forms, American style. And I'm just carrying it on and playing within a tradition.
This question about authenticity is something that Pokey gets a lot. I mean, he's a 150-pound man with Brill Cream hair, a newsboy hat, and a fondness for bow ties. But to Pokey the musician, the package, as he calls it, is just part of the process of connecting with his audience.
I have a very clear-cut explanation for why I do almost everything I do, why I dress the way I dress, why I play the music that I play. Of course, it doesn't seem so strange to me, but it does to other people. And so you have to understand that, because ultimately, I don't want that to get in the way of, you know, helping them through a tough time or helping them have a good time, sing them a happy song when they want to feel happy, sing them a sad song when they want to feel sad, because that can sometimes make you feel good too. And maybe even expose people to other forms of music.
2013 will see the release of a new, as yet unnamed, Pokey album, probably sometime in April. The guitar player slash singer slash banjo player says this new venture will be a bit of a break from his previous albums.
This is new. This is a little bit of the culmination point, but it's also a step into a new direction of experimenting with a different sound. I have a lot of horns in the new record and some strings, and there's going to be a couple horn players traveling with us next year.
And you can download a live version of this song, Central Time, off the upcoming Pokey Lafarge album at our website, as well as a bonus cover song. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Adam Allington.
The Missouri is my right, on the Ohio is my left. But I'm living on the Mississippi River where I like life the best. I don't mind the West Coast, and I don't mind the East Coast. No, baby, but I ain't gonna live on no coast. I'm just a plain old Midwestern boy. Yes, I'm getting by on Central Time. Some people say that the Mississippi River is a backbone.